Hi everyone and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 25th of November. So first, the Moon enters void of course at 7:36 a.m. GMT time today. Then we've got Mercury making a trine to Chiron, which I'll talk about later on in a while. And also today, the Moon goes into the constellation of Sagittarius at 12:51 p.m. So I'm going to talk about that now. When the Moon enters the constellation of Sagittarius, some of you may have foretelling, visionary dreams or ideas. You may be more restless, seeking independence and adventure and disliking routine. You may have a keener sense of justice, but it's best to think before you say your insights. Legal, political, workplace or community events may sometimes interfere with your life. This energy allows you to focus, however, you may forget to consider others' feelings and thoughts, which may cause disagreements. If you find yourself on edge and more sensitive than usual, you may find exercising or anything else that releases the pent-up emotion or energy will help you relax. You may find yourself paying more attention to politics, finances or cultural activities, especially if they directly affect you or your home life. There can also be an increase in taking trips with family or friends to higher learning places or places where have some kind of religious or some other profound significance. When the Moon's in the constellation of Sagittarius, people may become more friendly, empathetic, outspoken, honest, ethical and direct than usual, making things more peaceful in relationships. The Sagittarius Moon can make people want more freedom, which can cause disturbances, arguments in committed relationships. Negatively, people can become more erratic, selfish and detached and unpredictable under this influence. There can also be disagreements that break out over prejudice opinions, people arguing over, you know, my way of life is better than yours, your opinion's wrong, you can't do this because you're this way and I'm this way and this way is better, that sort of thing. There can also be legal or other serious problems due to disagreements over religious or other belief systems. Sometimes there can also be problems with financial transactions and people deceiving others, or, you know, fraudulently getting what they want through professional means. So even professionals that you normally go to could do silly things and try and scam because we are in hard economic times. And like what the saying says, desperate times calls for desperate measures. So it's vital that you double check all paperwork and do your own research at this time. And some of you may struggle with or be willing to take a more philosophical, intellectual, higher consciousness approach to life, which can be a good thing for your overall well-being. And negatively, well, not negatively, but for some of you, traumatic memories from your childhood and the beliefs you were told to follow when surrounding that may surface now, and this can cause inner conflict. And if you do receive guidance right now, of course, analyze it, but don't disregard it solely because of what happened in your past. The best use of the Moon's energy traveling through the constellation of Sagittarius to plan long journeys and be open-minded, look over legal documents, resolve conflicts and focus on the bigger picture of any problem or of your educational belief system and personal development, taking out the time to read or expand your intellect or consciousness in some way. You may also benefit from seeking out spiritual, religious, psychological, philosophical, some other form of guidance and exploration right now. Some of you may become intrigued to the point of obsession with occult knowledge or practices or anything else, you know, from human history, and just find something out and research it rapidly, you know, falling down the rabbit hole, as we say, going through online streaming videos and just getting lost for a bit, falling for abstract religious spiritual concepts and looking into those. When the Moon travels through the constellation of Sagittarius, it's a good time for those involved in farming or gardening to sprout seeds, harvest or store bulbs and roots, plant or cultivate bulb or fruit plants, and general sort of groundwork is favoured right now because the moonlight is said to boost the growth of leaves and the planting of legumes, so lentils, peas and beans, cuba roots such as cucumber, courgette, squash, melons, tomatoes and peppers. So yeah, also, as I said, on the 25th, Mercury makes a trine to Chiron. So wounds may surface when, because of inner trauma right now, you can get triggered and these deep wounds, things that you even thought that you healed may come up today. Some of you may decide to talk about your feelings with friends, family or intimate partner. Or if you're on social media, you run a blog or anything like that. Or podcasts, you may say your experiences with followers about any pain or anything you're going through right now. Starting to write a book or seek out therapy or any professional help. Some of you may try to do that to resolve the emotional, spiritual, psychological wounds that come up or that have been haunting you for a while. You may realise the link between your speaking, your emotions, journaling, letting them out, and good mental health overall. Seeing that keeping them in can make your issues worse. So even if you only talk about your problems to yourself, is it a perfect time to do so now? Content creators can use this placement to produce content that helps people with intense emotional problems. Talking about the things we find it hard to talk about right now can be really good, such as getting over a toxic relationship, abuse, or how to handle addictions in general, how to be aware of feelings when you have numbed yourself to them. This energy is good for writing, including storytelling, making complex emotional terms simple. Sharing wounds and trauma can help you and others heal today. Venus also makes a semi-square to Pluto, which I'll talk a bit about this week, because we've got these kind of aggressive kind of manipulation aspects that are really prominent this week. So Venus semi-square Pluto can lead to an increase in illicit sexual thoughts or relations, sex magic, manipulation, psychological and emotional games, being attracted to others without knowing well, like you're spellbound or something, offensive thoughts and behaviours, jealousy, overindulging in food, alcohol, drugs and meaningless sexual interactions, egotistical behaviour, cold bloodedly going after what you want and breaking social norms. So harmful sort of like relationship communications can happen even in the most established of relationships. People can become more aware or want to express their more indulgent, taboo, forbidden thoughts or desires right now. Best use of this energy is you allow yourself to go through a rapid transformation, whether that may be for you, some of you, be an intellectual change of perspective, making a decision, knowing that you'll have to practically change actions for your life to change, because what you do every day is who you become. And you may just decide to let go or to explore these darker aspects of your sexuality and personality traits, but in safe ways. So a good example, you may realize you've got a lot of anger you want to let out. You may join martial arts, obviously practicing it in a safe way, not to hurt people, not go fight club on people. But yeah, it's a good transit for those on the spiritual path to increase their inner connection. Venus brings the grounding energy. Pluto brings that sort of like push, you know, that kind of push, that serve, but also it can be destructive when channeled wrong, so pick your choices wisely. Positively, when Venus makes a semi-square to Pluto, you can find a new ideal or cause to believe in, meeting new or mysterious or charismatic people can have a good or negative effect on you. For some of you, it can also be a great time for content creators to go viral or produce future influencer content, writing or filming centered on sex, especially on the darker side of things such as BDSM, hookups, the psychological and emotional repercussions of no strings interactions, talking about that. Your followers or writing about it or discussing it with friends and family can also be good as well. Anything that explores the things we keep hidden and do not talk about, it's good to like let out and blow off steam in safe ways right now. With circumstances may force some of you to rapidly change how you think about yourself, your immediate environment and how you fit into the wider world. You may experience a personal tragedy that forces you to transform your lifestyle in all ways. Others of you may come up with a new idea whilst in nature, spending time with friends, watching a film or watching something that you're streaming or something like that, viewing art or listening to music, which gives you sort of like these light bulb moment of inspirations that You're just like, I'm just going to go with it, and you just keep on going on and working towards your goal until when you make that a reality. This can give you, overall, this energy gives powerful psychological and emotional insights. Also today, Mercury makes a quincunx to the North Node. So again, this transit wants you to allow your logical, rational mind, deductive reasoning capacities and intuitive gut feelings work together. So this is good. It's good for what we're talking about getting to the bottom, going to the bottom with your emotions, allowing your conscious mind to process your emotions in a way that allows them to be channeled in effective ways that don't send you deeper and darker down into same guilt or depression, but it allows you to let them out, because that's the only way we can get over things, is let them out safely and to channel these energies into positive sort of like hobbies or other experiences. And merging the two is good, because if you just focus on one, just focus on logic, or you just focus on your gut feelings, you are doomed to repeat your past. To get through this time, you will have to weigh up the pros and cons of any situation, trying to see the connection between the past. So Venus and Pluto making their sort of like semi-square is getting you, opening you up, forcing you to be confronted with these emotions. And then we've got the Mercury quincunx, the North Node, giving you the energy to process this in a way that is more profitable and realistic and can help you in the long run reach your highest potential by seeing the patterns. Some of you may refuse to see or ignore the patterns between your past and current experiences, because again, all of this stuff is painful, it's not easy. But rather than jump to any conclusions or run away and numb it, just try and look at the bigger picture. And that sometimes it can be boring, emotionally exhausting, and to keep on repeating going over your past, but it's not as tiresome as keep on reliving your past with different lovers, but same experiences and stuff like that, or same crap, different day sort of scenarios every day. Groundhog Day, old movie, check it out. Because if you refuse to partake in self-reflection, this can have destructive effects on your overall well-being. So it's good to take the advice of others and implement it into your life. Good advice of others and your own self-reflection and your own deductive reasoning and tailoring others' advice to you, while essentially still making it healthy, because sometimes we can tailor other advice to our own means, which is just basically still doing our same self-destructive behaviors but dressing it up as something else. So yeah, gather all the facts of any challenge you face now and look at the deeper meanings rather than sticking to the surface. And if you're always looking for meaning, maybe it's best to look for simple and even shallow explanation, because it works both ways. You know, some of us are too deep, we go too deep. I can be guilty of this. So sometimes we just need to chill there, crap out. Sometimes just chill and Netflix a bit, but not too much. But yeah, this transit allows for new ways of doing things, first by using your intellectual reasoning to form conclusions or possible answers, and then allowing your emotions to guide you to the best solution. So yeah, that's the daily scopes for the 25th of November.